Welcome to Lagniappe, a KEDM feature about issues, people, and events in Northeast Louisiana. My guest today is Scott Dixon. He's a board member for the Northeast Louisiana Amateur Radio Club when they're featuring HamFest 2018 coming up this Saturday. Scott, welcome to Lagniappe.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Tell us a little bit about, let's go back first of all. HamFest, ham radio operators are not what many people may think of the grandparents thing that they used to do in the spare room or out in the garage or something like that. I mean, there may still be some of those, but what are some of the modern misconceptions about ham radio operators?
The first misconception is that ham radio is dead or has become extinct. It's very much alive. There's nearly a million licensed amateurs in the United States alone.
Wow.
Amateur radio has evolved with technologies, just as our old black and white televisions with tubes have evolved. So have the radio equipment, their computer interface, their full color, their touch screen. There are digital modes like keyboard to keyboard modes where signals can be sent with fractions of a watt around the world. It's just amazing what has happened in the last 20 years that I've been a licensed ham.
So these are all people who have day jobs who do this as a hobby, really.
Amateur radio is indeed a hobby. It can be like any other hobby, as little involvement and little cost as you choose to obsessed.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the event going on this weekend at the West Monroe Convention Center.
Certainly. The Northeast Louisiana Amateur Radio Club HamFest 2018 takes place this Saturday at the West Monroe Convention Center on Ridge Avenue in West Monroe. Doors will open at 8 o'clock a.m. and will run till about 2 p.m. that day. There is a $5 entry fee. When we say HamFest in the ham community, that's jargon. So let me tell your listeners what a HamFest is. It is a convention of amateur radio enthusiasts that combines a trade show, a flea market, and various other activities of interest to amateur radio operators. Our HamFest will also include a meeting of the Louisiana Contest Club, which is a niche within a niche.
Okay, tell us, what is a contest club?
A contest club, it's a club of radio operators that enjoy radio sport or amateur radio contesting. Contesting is one of my passions. We have a set of rules, a fixed period of time, a strategy for scoring points for doing certain radio activities, such as contacting multiple states or counties, perhaps multiple countries or continents. And at the end of the contest, the one with a biggest score gets the bragging rights.
So it's like gaming, but over radio.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. I enjoy multi-operator contesting, so we'll have multiple transmitters and multiple operators, and we have camaraderie and ribbing, just like you would if you were among your friends playing a game around a table.
So what are some of the other forums going on this Saturday?
One that would be interesting to a lot of people is what's called operating QRP. That's low power operating, 5 watts of output power or less. Your station uses 100,000 watts. With 5 watts, like the night light next to your bathroom sink, amateur radio operators can make contacts all around the world.
That's remarkable.
That's another niche within a niche. And then the National Association of Amateur Radio, the American Radio Relay League, has officials that will be present at this HamFest to give an update of things that are happening in the federal legislatures and around the country that affect amateur radio operators.
Well, let's talk real quick for just a minute about practical applications of ham radio, because even just in the last few weeks, a lot of severe weather going on. There are a lot of ham radio operators who are also part of the National Weather Service's Skywarn network.
That's
correct.
Can
you kind of explain how that works?
Certainly. The National Weather Service provides free training called Skywarn Training. It's held around the region periodically. Many amateur radio operators receive that training and become trained storm spotters. You may have heard the weathermen before say, "We have a spotter who has seen and confirms a tornado on the ground." That's someone who's had the training from the National Weather Service. Then, coupled with amateur radio, these spotters are communicating one with another from various geographical locations around the storms, as well as to a net control station that would be a central station, perhaps at the Parish Emergency Center, perhaps in the National Weather Service office as well. And they receive storm damage reports. They receive reports about what they see the weather doing in real time. And that is part of the modern network of warnings and watches that go on associated with our weather.
And those can be relayed even faster than it would take time to send a text or to write an email if you're relaying it by radio.
That's right. It's at the speed of light by radio, and you can have a trained spotter with eyes on the storm communicating, giving the details where it is, what kind of damage he's seeing at the time, what direction it seems to be moving, whether it's strengthening, whether it's dissipating. There's practical applications that people don't even realize. This net was active Friday evening for the storms in the northeast Louisiana region.
So what are some other applications, modern-day applications? We talked about contests. We talked about weather. What are some other things that ham radio operators do that are relevant in today's age?
Most recently, the one that made worldwide news is the severe damage in Puerto Rico from the hurricane where the power was out. Teams of amateur radio operators gathered their equipment, flew to Puerto Rico, set up temporary stations with gasoline generators, and made communications with the rest of the world possible for the citizens of Puerto Rico.
So for somebody who is maybe interested in getting involved and is just hearing about this and is intrigued by what you've shared with us today, what should they do? They should come on Saturday, but then what would be those next steps?
Okay, first step is meet another ham. A ham fest is a great place to meet another ham. Next would be do a little research. The ARRL.org, the National Association for Amateur Radio website, is a great place to start. I was intrigued with ham radio many years ago, and from the time I met a ham to the time I got my license was 19 days. I just had to find the contact that knew how to do it. This was pre-internet, 21 years ago. When you meet a ham, most will welcome you into the hobby, just like other folks who enjoy their hobbies and avocations will welcome you in. There's always somebody to mentor you. In ham radio, we call it Elmer you along the way.
So the 2018 Northeast Louisiana Amateur Radio Club's Ham Fest 2018 coming up on Saturday at the West Monroe Convention Center. Scott Dixon is my guest. Scott, how do you find out more information about the event this weekend?
The website is NELARC.org for Northeast Louisiana Amateur Radio Club, or you can contact myself by email, w5wz@w5wz.com.
Scott Dixon is a board member with the Northeast Louisiana Amateur Radio Club. Find out more on this and other LANYAP events online at KEDM.org. I'm Jay Curtis with LANYAP.